At 6 o'clock, so we'll call the meeting in order. I'll ask Annika to read our mission statement.
The goal of Trainer School Board of Education is that every child succeeds. Therefore, the Trainer School Board of Education promises to provide necessary policies, programs, procedures, and resources needed to provide a culture that respects the individual needs of every child. We promise to provide a safe, caring, creative, and engaging learning environment for every child. We promise to promote the social, emotional, physical, and intellectual development of every child. We promise to provide an ethical, respectful, competent, and compassionate staff that values students' rights and helps students become ethical, respectful, competent, and productive members of the community.
Roll call.
Mr. Worthman?
Here.
Mr. Dreyer?
Here.
Mr. Stogdale?
Here.
Mrs. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Christensen?
Here.
Any amendments to the agenda?
No amendments.
Okay, if there's no amendments, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. We'll now move into the public hearing portion of our meeting. Get the presentation up?
Yeah.
This public hearing is required as part of the district's certified budget. The notice provided each resident shows the maximum total property taxes the district will adopt as part of the certified budget, which will be adopted by April 30th. The board secretary is hereby directed to enter any written comments into the record of this public hearing. For those of you in attendance, thank you for being here today. We value your input and are interested in hearing your comments. If you are planning on speaking, we ask that you would please fill out the form. I think it's been passed around or it's on the back table. Oh, here it is. And include your name and address and just put it back here or hand it to the board secretary. Your names will be called in the order received. Each speaker will have a maximum of, I believe we allow 5 minutes, typically. Your public comments will be considered as part of the district's final budget decisions. As a reminder, board members are present to listen and to receive these comments. Board members will not engage in dialogue or respond to questions during this meeting, but may address issues that arise at a future board meeting. We are ready to proceed at this time.
There has been no submission of any written comments.
Okay. Did you want to present anything on that?
The only thing I would show for our guests is the published, our published proposed tax rate levy. And it's hard to see this document in the presentation, but the two numbers that, if you can see where my cursor is, the current tax rate for fiscal year 2024 is at 14.25, and our proposed rate for FY25 for next school year would also be 14.25.
Okay, at this time we'll open it up for public comments. Roger or Ann Vorthman.
Well, I want to thank you all for your service, and I'm really proud of the Trainer School District, and I think everybody here is. But even though the tax rate is not increasing, the valuation is increasing, so our property taxes are increasing. And somewhere along the line, there's just got to be a stop to paying more and more taxes all the time, in my opinion. So I'll be short and brief, and that's my opinion.
All right. Thank you for your comment. Ann, did you wish to speak also?
I guess I have a question for the board. How does the kids that enroll in, how does that play out on our taxes? Because does that come in from other counties where they come from? Or other school districts? I know it comes from other school districts probably, or maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
We typically wouldn't respond to questions at this time. But I will say we do receive tuition from other schools for those students.
Okay, so they are paying something to get to come. I guess I just don't understand. This says it goes into effect July 1st, 2024. So you're saying 25 school year, 24-25 school year, it's not raising, but it is raising.
So do you mind if I respond to that?
Go ahead.
So our fiscal year actually runs from July 1st of 2024 right. to July to June 30th of
okay.
2025,
yeah.
but it's called fiscal year 2025 is
okay.
what it's referred to as.
But it's still raising the taxes.
The proposed levy.
Well,
the proposed
but I mean,
levy is the
in
same.
In the end, it's still raising our taxes. And like Roger said, I mean, we've got a great school system, but there comes a point where do you have to be the biggest? Do you have to be the best? I mean, we're pretty in a pretty comfortable place for a while. I don't know. We've got great facilities. I don't know. Sooner or later, it's got to stop right here and drive everybody away, too.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Kurt, would you like to make a comment?
Well, for starters, I wish we could use that mission statement for all kids in Pottawatomie County. Because with open enrollment, trainers, taxpayers are getting a hell of a burden put on them by building all these buildings for other kids to educate other kids, basically. You guys know how many we open enroll, and it's a lot. And we're what it's doing is putting a burden, open enrollment is putting a burden on these other school districts that are losing kids. So they can't address mental health or whatever, you know, all this other stuff that trainer is helping their kids with. So I'm afraid that, and I know that, correct me if I'm wrong, open enrollment was handed down from the state, wasn't it? When we started open enrollment, wasn't that handed down from the state? So they've created quite a problem for some school districts where there's two school districts in the state of Iowa right now that they've open enrolled so many they can't take anymore. They're completely full. There's no more room to build schools. And so I asked somebody, is there any end to it? And they said, yeah, when they run out of land. So it's a real problem, and it's going to be a problem from now on. And it's, I don't know how you address that. If you have to do it at the state level, or because every time we have a bond issue, it's to build more buildings and for more students, and a lot of them are open enrolled, and that's the burden is on the taxpayers in the district to build these buildings. Yes, there's money that comes with them to pay teachers and heat bill and light bill and all that, but I foresee a real problem. And I don't know how we as trainer, how we all address that.
Well, thank you for your time.
I don't know. Our taxes are, you know, we've got quite a few parcels that are getting over $40 an acre now, and it's nothing like Nebraska, where they're at $95 to $105 an acre, but there you're breaking up farm families and they're selling out and moving to Missouri to buy farmland where it's more economical to do business. So, that's about it.
Okay.
For me.
Well, thank you for your comment.
Yeah.
Anybody else like to speak? If not, then we'll conclude the public comment time of our hearing. And being no other comments at this time, we'll close the public hearing. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 At this point, the public hearing will be closed. We'll move on to, we are having, since we're here, we're having a special board meeting. This is not our regular board meeting, but we have some business to tend to.
Is that a closed meeting or?
Yeah. No, it's open.
It's open.
Okay. No,
it's open. We just have to officially end one meeting and start the next meeting for public
So you won't come back to this subject during this meeting?
Not during this meeting. If you want, the agenda for the next meeting is back there, and you'll see that it's primarily some personnel issues. We have a couple board policies to review. And
on this or no?
No, it's right on the table, right behind you. Yeah. And then calendar. We're talking about school calendar.
And then we'll have budget hearing in April, right?
Yeah, 15th if we set it. That we're going to set it tonight, hopefully, for 15th. We're going to, that'd be the only.
I thought we were having it earlier than that.
Yeah, we didn't.
Thank you for
getting this stuff done for publication.
Thanks.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Yep.
I logged out of my... I closed my window and now I can't get back into my... I got to restart.
Does anybody want to sign up? I didn't put a time in the morning's meeting.
If I reopen it, should all go, I think. There we are. I got board packets now.
Did you stop and start?